Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.
Shake it to the max. 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 Please just rewind. Let me shake it to the max.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 8:30 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We checked out Chris Brown, by the way, with brand new music. And we had Mo Tite, Shinsia,
yeah,
Silent
yeah.
Abby, and Skilly Bang.
Yeah, so many people on one radio. Song.
Exactly. That's the Shake It to the Max remix. Also a TikTok sensation. Where we just you wind the hips.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we've been talking all morning. We've been just interrogating and just asking questions and just trying to understand where we go with this. And what we've been asking Shaquan is the phenomena of the influencer market. Why do you think brands keep going back to the same faces when there's a whole pool of amazing fresh talent out there? Are we limited, or are we limiting a creative diversity by only spotlighting the same influences over and over? And before we bring in the expert here, Shaquan, there was a view here,
okay,
that might give a bit of impetus to what our guest will say. Here's Tanya.
Hey, so they do this because if they see it works for someone else, they see it's popular with someone else, and then they believe it will be popular and work for them as well. Meanwhile, I truly believe they should branch out, you know, try getting a new face, try getting a new influencer, try getting someone who might fit their brand better, because a lot of these places I've seen, they use influences that do not even fit their brand at all.
Dude.
Which is quite sad.
Dude. Yeah, yeah.
Because you could be doing better, but you know, to each their own. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ositania.
Yeah.
Make a just a mental note of that.
Okay.
Brands using companies using influences that don't even fit their brand. I've seen a lot of that. So mental note of that. Here's another a voice note here from Abudi Diego.
Morning. I think because of surety, the people they use have a dedicated fan base and they are proven. So instead of taking a chance with someone else, they'd rather go with someone that they know is cemented.
Yeah.
And they know will have returns because of the number of viewers and people that they have. So, yeah.
Okay. Here to contextualize this for us is a digital marketing and brand specialist, Abudi Shalago Fisahi. Shalago, Moro, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good, good. How's the morning treating you?
It's cold,
right?
But I'm loving it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Morning,
guys? We showed up. That's what it made us.
I just want to ask the two of you, right?
Yeah.
As beautiful kings as you are.
Yeah.
In this co-wear, do you guys wear leggings under your pants?
I wear long socks.
Long socks,
yeah.
And they come like till your knees.
Just yeah, yeah.
I actually get irritated by long socks and leggings.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, at home,
yeah,
I don't put on socks at all, even when I sleep.
It's cold.
Same. Honestly,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I actually don't even sleep under a blanket. I take out the duvet, whatever that is, and I just sleep with the cover.
The cover?
Yeah.
I kill her.
Okay, Shalago, you want a different
one? No,
you want
a different one.
All right,
cool, man. I mean, Shalago, we've been having this conversation all morning long.
Yeah.
You've heard from a couple of contributions there. I mean, let's get into it. You know, let's have a conversation about this from the onset, Shalago. From the onset, from what you've heard, from the contributions, and from your observations. Where do you stand with some of these thoughts?
Okay, I think with recycling, I call it recycling.
Yeah.
Basically, a lot of the times, you know, what happens is that I agree with what the one listener said, that they see, the corporate see that something works
for someone else. Yeah.
Yes, and they do want their campaigns to be successful as well.
Mm.
And then also the fact that working with creatives can be a little tricky. So when it comes to creatives, corporates also want to be, you know, they want to protect their brand. They want to protect the consistency of whatever needs to be happening. So they'll go about making sure that I've seen this person is consistent and they have breaked in the numbers. So let's be safe and just go with that person.
Yeah.
That's majority of the times. I think the other times is coming from a marketing background myself. It's also just, You want to make sure that whatever is trending or whoever is trending gets to talk about your brand.
Yeah.
And when they're trending, their followers also, that person becomes the billboard, and you need their followers to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm. And, you know, to add to that, is it also what type of trending? Like, yes, we've seen, you know, people trend for good reasons, bad reasons. Is it also because, you know, sometimes when... how do I say this? Like, a lot of people are paying a lot of attention to Miriam Kahuhwena right now. You know, would you say that it is a perfect time to maybe even reach out to Miriam to try and align your brand with her because a lot of people are paying attention to her?
No, I think
from
a business perspective, it's not safe to do that because her trend is not in a good light.
Oh, you mean like this?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand what you
so
mean.
So
it's more about
who's in the public eye and who's currently being... Whose profiles are being looked at, basically.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I want to press you on that, on the safe factor, right? I mean, if you look at South Africa, the majority of the market there, especially, you know, the big companies, they don't necessarily care whether it's in the, you know, in a safe light or not. If you trend, you trend. And they will find a smart way to align the brand, right? Good example will be, for instance, like what is this? Like Nando's. Nando's will take anything that's trending and then find a smart way to tweet about it, and you know, it gets talkability.
Entertainment.
However, in Namibia, it's almost as if we don't want to go there. We don't want to touch that. And for me, it's a bit hypocritical because we look up to South Africa.
Yeah.
We want to copy and do everything
and
that
the
they do and follow their trends.
Mm.
So why is it that in that aspect,
we want to be so shy away,
we want to be so safe and want to be... I promise you right now, just to add on to my question, give you more fed with my question.
Uh-huh.
The Meerkat trend right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It was one or two companies that decided to take the balls and do it.
Yeah.
Right? And then the rest of the companies now followed through. And I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, Nampos now and everybody
else.
Talk to us about that.
Okay. I'm actually glad you touched on that. So do you guys remember those controversial ads that Trasco used to have?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Trasco's adverts.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yes. It's Legal Shield.
Legal Shield.
Legal Shield, yeah.
So it was brilliant.
It was
brilliant. Thank you. I was the brainchild of
you
that.
You were the brainchild of that. Yeah. Oh, my word.
So,
it was brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, so it's not that it's not welcomed.
Mm.
It's, again, like I said, companies are trying to be safe.
Yeah.
When it comes to controversial influencers, right? A lot of them in South Africa, that's their brand. So companies can work with that brand. With Namibian influencers, I've mentioned this before, that it's a very new market. Social media, the social media marketing scene it's extremely new. And we are taking, we're taking a blueprint from South Africa, but South Africa is on a whole other level compared to Namibia. As a matter of fact, it's only now that, corporates are now investing in a digital marketing budget, to say
yeah,
the least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's only now that they would actually say that, okay, cool, we need to be online. We're not printing anymore. There's no pamphlets going out anymore. So we need to be online. But who is online and what do they stand for? So unfortunately, we can't fall into the same trend as South Africa because Namibian influencers, majority of them also don't have a niche. So you also can't align your brand to their niche. And then it's also a little risky because a lot of them do not have a brand persona. So a lot of the content that comes out can also, I want to say, surprise the rest of the people and be controversial at sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So you also can't take the risk and just implement or just,
And align yourself to them.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I'm actually curious to know that is it a little bit more effective for a brand to build long-term partnerships with influencers as opposed to doing just once-off collabs?
How do I say it? I think the ambassador thing used to be a fad, right?
Yeah.
And again, companies would then be met with personality clashes and unprofessionalism. So again, I think sorry, I keep referring back to, I've mentioned this. So on my TikTok, I talk about this a lot, that influencers and corporates still need to figure out an ecosystem. They still need to figure out how it is that, okay, if you're going to do this for me, I need to make sure, or we need to make sure that your brand aligns to our brand, and that whatever you do outside of social media as well will also align. Or exactly, yeah, correct. Well, so it's I want to say it's because it's so new, we still need to feel out the market. Yeah, basically. Yeah, I think that's
And you know what, partner? Sorry, Nay, but I really just want to know, as a marketing and brand specialist that you are, what is it that you guys actually look for? Okay. We're asking this question because NSK and I had a little bit of a banter earlier on in regards with content creators that we see deserve to be at the forefront of certain brands.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they're just being overlooked.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what exactly is it that brands look for before they identify an influencer or a talent or creative or whatever it is and aligning their brand with that person? If that makes sense.
I think sorry, I'm tongue-tied a little. So I want to say what companies should be looking for, not what they are currently looking for.
Okay, okay.
And what they should be looking for is relatability. And not just relatability to the brand, but that the influencer is relatable to the audience they're selling the product to. You understand? So example, so I started talking about influencer marketing because I felt like there's too much silence happening about the irregularities that's happening. There was a campaign that happened a while ago. It had to do with food, and a lot of the influencers that were used were people that were not using that, were not posting that food on a regular. So when this campaign happened, a lot of the people that actually were consuming this product, they couldn't relate to the person because this person's always, just generalizing,
this person
is always with sushi or they're at a fancy restaurant, but this is a franchise that was being marketed, you understand? So, yeah, so I missed the question, but yeah, so yeah, relatability. Yeah,
relatability, yeah, relatability, just what brands 100%. Should be looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're looking for an audience, obviously.
Like in terms of numbers and engagement?
100%.
Okay.
So what influencers should also realize is that they become a billboard. They're just a walking billboard. So you are then the voice for that product and you sell that product with your content. But if your content does not align with that brand, you won't have the audience, you won't have the proper insights, and the marketing people will kind of lose it. It's like saying there's a billboard on the B1 highway and there's a billboard in the center of town. You know, there's two totally different markets for those two billboards.
So the artwork has to be different.
Exactly.
So here's the thing, right, Charlago? In my experience, now that we're on the subject matter, you see people working with these brands, you know them personally, and you sit there and you think, but like, you don't even consume that product. As a matter of fact, you hate that product.
Exactly.
But hey, the bag is the bag.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say no if a company comes to me right now and says, well, NSK, we need you to freaking, you know, push our soup.
Yeah.
NSK does not like soup. Everybody knows NSK. I'm not going to say no, I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Is that perhaps where the problem comes?
Yeah.
You don't understand?
I get
you know, especially in terms of the rest of the industry, because now I have beef with you because I know for a fact, but you don't even consume this product.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't, I know you. You don't even drink this beer. Or you don't even, how are you at the forefront of this campaign?
100%. I believe that the ecosystem, again, needs to be nurtured and it needs to be grown. When a lot of the times there are influencers that complain about exploitation, right? So exploitation basically just being underpaid for the quality that they give. But I blame them as well because they're enabling it. You understand? So like you said, a bag is a bag. This is a very new market and influencers just need to get that coin. You understand? So from an influencer's perspective, I completely understand. Right? And it works into the marketing department's benefit because the quality of this person's content is going to work for us, and I'm sure that they can figure out a way to align it, right? It's not authentic, but it's still marketing, you understand? Now, it comes down to the influencer space and the people interacting with each other as as peers. When you know that you are worth more than this campaign, you need to give that campaign to somebody that actually is worth that campaign. Yeah, that campaign, you understand? But it doesn't happen that much.
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't, unfortunately, because again, a bag is a bag, unfortunately. Yeah. So now the little guys, we're here at the bottom just waiting for the crumbs, but the crumbs are not even falling because the crumbs are still being kept up there. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's also where the recycling comes back in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even the influencers, they are like, you know what? I need to make money. The economy is rough. You understand?
Yeah. I want to stay on the quality of the product, right? Of the content.
Of the content, yeah.
You would see, and most companies, what they're doing right now is they have a couple of people that are pushing their brand, right? You see one person going above and beyond for that content. Like, you know, traveling and then going to find a location for a shoot or for a small visual or something creative, like really outfit everything. But then you find the same person pushing the same brand, a different person pushing the same brand, literally just walking into the shop, opening up a fridge and drinking, and that's the visual. It's a picture with a
actual product.
With a product. And it's like, but who polices the quality of the content? Is there even something like that behind the scenes,
like where you guys
where you guys look at it and like, but you should make more effort here?
I think how do I explain this? Okay, so background of it is usually an influencer gets a brief, right? So whoever employs them says, okay, here's the brief, this is what we want, this is the product we're selling, we need you to create 2 reels, 5 videos. You know, they have a list, right? It's up to the influencer and their style that they choose. But there are obviously some regulations that they're like, you're not allowed to use certain words, you're not allowed to mention certain, you know, certain companies because competition and all of that, right? So now it's up to the creativity of the influencer to determine that. But there are companies that create the content for you. They say, okay, come into the studio, we'll shoot together, and then we'll give you the stuff and you just post it. You understand? So there's no, I don't think there's a regulation right at this moment. And I don't think there should be. Because I feel like you mentioned, some people go out to go and they would go out to go and shoot outside at a different location or something. And then some people would do, let's say just a video of them talking, right? It depends on the product as well. If I'm going to talk about, let's say, a baby product, right? I would want something more personal, you know, to relate to, you understand? So I don't want you to go out, take your child to a spa date, and you know, you also have to differentiate and kind of like regulate what you're going to sell for that company.
Imagine now someone that doesn't have kids selling me a baby product.
Exactly.
You see?
Like,
exactly.
Because we've seen it.
It happens. It happens. 100%.
But you know what, guys?
But you explained, maybe it's also like the quality of what they...
But you know what, James, I want to be maybe devil's advocate. It's a beginner. So what are... Okay, so like you mentioned the South African market, and the Namibian market completely different, which means that even the pay that's out, you know, that South African influencers can retire from their 8 to 5 and just be full-time content creators, and they make even way more money than they did in their 8 to 5, right? Obviously not the same situation here in Namibia, right? But also, could it be that as an influencer, right, me thinking about my core values, shike shike, and all of those things goes out the window because I have to make sure that I get more deals to make it by. Like just for the bag, regardless of whether I align with this product, whether I believe in this product or not, it's just for the bag for me because I also have responsibilities in things in my life. Could it also maybe come from that standpoint?
I think we can't compare Namibia to South Africa, unfortunately, because from what I know is that even influencers there have agents. And those agents do strategies for them.
They do
brand development. They do.
They pitch them to clients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You understand? And they create portfolios for these people. Namibians, all they do is we send you our link. This is my profile, you know. And it's not necessarily that it's a bad thing. It's just we don't have the agencies to package that for Namibians. Say that, okay, cool. All the agencies are going to go to this one company and say, okay, cool. I'm looking for, this is the product. I'm looking for somebody that aligns to this. Who do you have? So the person who is signed to this, immediately you get, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they do have independent influencers in South Africa, but because the market has been created safely for those influencers, those independent influencers can also eat from that. Mm-hmm. But in Namibia, it's a dog eat dog.
Completely different conversation. Yeah. Okay.
One last one before I let you go. Then this one is perhaps the one that I always end up fighting with people.
Yeah.
All right. The need or the conversation around wanting influencers and celebrities and people of influence and people in a certain position to pronounce themselves on social issues, social construct issues. You'd find in Namibia, you'd find that influencers don't necessarily pronounce themselves on issues, you know.
Yeah.
They perhaps wait for it to get popular, and then if they see everybody else is on it, we jump on it.
100%.
South Africa is a little different. You'll see, you know, Deneo Renaka, she's on that issue. Anelis on that issue.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah's on that issue.
Yeah.
You know, Thibaut Touch has been fighting this data must fall situation for years now. In a Namibian context, should they pronounce themselves on these issues or not? Or do they just stay safe, keep
quiet? To not protect your brand?
And protect your brand, or do they... Because you will see that even people on the ground will demand of that. You know, like, why you are quiet? You have this influence, you've got this fellowship, but you're quiet.
Yeah.
But you know, also to give you an example, partner, I saw a lot of influencers being called out. There was this, you know, reveal campaign thing, that major one that we had, right? And then we had the protest for the gender-based violence situation, and a lot of them didn't pronounce themselves. So that's just an example that I thought to his point.
I think, how do I explain this? I'm going to give an example of Queen Bee.
Okay.
Beyonce doesn't necessarily...
Why did I think he's talking about Bonang? Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Beyonce doesn't talk about political
content
often, right? Because she knows where her place is. She's an entertainer, right? Mm. She's not an activist.
Mm.
Unfortunately, we want whoever we are looking up to also talk about the stuff that touch us. Unfortunately, that's just a human thing. Mm. I need to relate to you. If I'm going to invest time in you, I need you to also to relate to me, 100%. Mm. But Namibians, again, are still finding their feet, and not everybody has a voice or the knowledge to talk about certain topics.
Mm.
But there are certain things that are just a given. I mean, GBV, we know that's like, it's nobody can be quiet about that. Mm. It is a big thing. Mm. And now you look at it, that situation in itself for me was, remember when they had met 2 years ago, and the Met Gala, and then there were celebrities at the Met Gala, and the war was happening, you know? Similar situation.
Mm.
It's very hard to avoid, because some people are just entertainers.
Entertainers, I do
not have a political voice. I do not want to partake in that, because I do not have the understanding of it. I am in my space. I'm not affected by it, so why would I talk about it? You understand?
Mm.
I know that my viewers are being affected about it, but how can I speak on it if I know nothing of it? You understand? Mm. So there's a little bit of grace that we need to give, but there are also some things that I feel like this, it's just a give in. This is a community thing. You need to talk about this, or you need to at least bring light to it so that there can be a conversation
about it. Yeah. Mm. And I think also maybe just like, it doesn't take much to educate yourself.
100%.
Because at the end of the day, partner, isn't it like, if your audience cares about something, it should matter to you, especially when they bring it to your attention, right?
Yeah.
So maybe final question, partner, sorry. When is the masterclass?
Sure. It's actually in development, hey?
Okay.
It's actually in development right now, yeah? So very soon, probably by the end of winter. I'm not trying to do anything.
Yeah. It's so cold.
Yeah. All right. Well, Charlago, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate your insight. You are officially a friend of the show.
Thank you very much.
We will annoy you with very early calls at 7 a.m. when we get into a debate or something.
Come back for Charlago.
And then Charlago will break it down for us.
No, I'd love kindness. To. I'd love to.
We appreciate you, your expertise, my good sir, and your energy.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, all right. It's a never-ending conversation, and it will continue. Ours really is just to plant that seed, isn't it, Chikwan?
Absolutely.
8:55, that's your time. On the other side, when we get back, we go to the streets.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.